Hi, this is Commissioner Dennis Frazier from District 3 with my podcast this week. I have a special guest, Ms. Berry, here. She'll introduce herself in a second, but before we get on to her and the voting, this is why she's here, because we just finished an election. I want to talk a little bit because we just had a TAC, which is Transit Advisory Council meeting a few days ago. I just wanted to mention that the bus routes in Carroll County, the fixed routes, are up and running, as well as the on-demand service. Both those things are up and running, so if people needed to call for on-demand for a doctor's appointment or something else, or to use the buses for employment, they are up and running. I have to say that if you get on the bus, you have to have a mask on, which you should do, and be symptom-free. Also, the buses are running at 50% capacity. I was told that if there's a number of people waiting for a bus and the bus is at 50% capacity and they can't get one person on, they will call a second bus to transport that person. That hasn't happened yet. I don't anticipate that happening. And I will also say I'm doing this on Tuesday. There's going to be a governor's press conference. I believe it is going to be later on today. Things may change drastically because, as everyone knows, our COVID numbers are going up. So I say the transportation is up and running right now. After the governor's press conference or later in the week or something, you might want to check our website to find out if things are still up and running like they are here Tuesday morning. We always do these things early so we can get it in and get everything up and running. But in a case like now, it kind of presents a problem because things change so quick with everything that's going on. With that, I'll hand it over to Ms. Berry. You can introduce yourself, tell what your exact title is. It's not like King of Elections or something, but you have a title here in Carroll County. And before you introduce yourself, I want to say congratulations on a tremendous job. We had about 80% voter turnout, what I understand, in Carroll County. All the mail-in voters, the absentees, the early voters, the people, day of election, all that going on, besides voting myself. I was there at the early voting site once or twice. To be very frank, I was there to see how long the lines were, whether I wanted to get in line or not. And then, you know, I think my wife voted on election day, and I went up with her. We saw, you know, everything was just very, very smooth. It was a great job. And what was really tremendous to me is that by midnight in the local elections here in Carroll County, we knew who won. And that's a tremendous job. It was really good. All that pressure on you, and you did a great job. And I'll turn it over to you. Introduce yourself and take it off from there.
Thank you, Commissioner Frazier, and thank you for having me this morning. My name is Catherine Berry. I'm the election director here for the Carroll County Board of Elections. I have worked at the board for 14 years. I am a McDaniel alumni. I started at the Board of Elections as an intern when I was in college. So I've worked all the way up the ranks, and now I am the election director. So this year did present a lot of excitement, sometimes confusion, sometimes fear, but we've made it through. This presidential cycle was unlike any other. We were planning on huge turnouts before COVID happened. And then when COVID happened, lots of things just got put on pause and we had to kind of rework the way that we do business. So, you know, we started in March. We had almost completed election judge training for the presidential primary that was supposed to be held in April. But then we ended up being transitioned to working from home and preparing for an election. So we had daily conference calls as the office staff here in Carroll County. And then the election directors had daily calls with the State Board of Elections. So then the governor mandated vote by mail and pushed the primary election to June. So then all voters were sent a by mail ballot, and we had one day of in-person voting, of course, at our two early voting centers. So then we had to transition again to manually processing vote by mail ballots, more so than we ever have before. The staff went from teleworking and working from home to working in the office 6 days a week. And of course, with social distancing, we had to split the office into two cohorts and then hoped that we didn't interact with each other because we needed to have business continuity.
I want to pause you 1 second because I didn't mention this, although since you brought up, we're both in the same room, but we're both wearing masks. So, you know, we're doing what we can to stop the spread of COVID. I just want to point that out there because people, they're sitting together talking. We are, but we're both wearing masks, which I'm breathing hard to push through so everyone can hear me. But I just want to put that out there that we are both wearing masks and I will sanitize my hands afterwards because I'm touching the desk and all that kind of stuff. So we're following protocols ourselves so as not to spread this anymore. I didn't want to cut you off, but I forgot to mention at the beginning.
No problem. Yeah. So, and it's a great lead in. So the other big adjustment that we had to make was the PPE. We had to order lots of PPE supplies for the 2 days of in-person voting in the primary. Then we had to make sure the election judges understood the cleaning protocols. And then when it came to the vote by mail, we quarantined all of the ballots for 24 hours when they returned back to the office. And when we had to give voters voting credit with vote by mail, it is a manual process. So we have to bring up every single voter's record, look at their ballot, make sure that everything is kosher, that they've signed the oath, that they've dated it before the election, and all of that type of thing. So we pushed through in the primary. We had a very positive experience with vote by mail. And then we prepared for the general election. But then before the general election happened, the Maryland General Assembly, they changed the term from absentee to mail-in through the legislative session. This caused some unintended consequences because we have never in our history, of course, had so many people voting by mail. Right. When it was changed in the legislature in May, it was basically because mail-in is defining what is actually happening in Maryland. We've had no excuse absentee voting for decades. And so it truly is just a mail-in vote. It's not an absentee. But that did cause a good bit of confusion as we were going from the primary into the general because we were changing that term. So in August, we started processing those mail-in ballot applications that Governor Hogan mandated us to send to all the voters for the general election. And as the weeks went on in August, we were dealing with, you know, identifying the vote centers. We needed to hire and retrain the election judges. We had to rethink the way we trained our judges. So a lot of it was online tutorials that we did. Then we had to plan for social distancing in the vote centers. And we were basically running two simultaneous elections, an in-person election and a mail-in election. We also sent out two mailings to voters, one in September and one in October, that was informing the voters that the State Board of Elections and Governor Hogan had issued these mail-in ballot applications to all the voters. We were having vote centers on Election Day, and they expanded the hours of early voting. So many things that were just happening.
And you were able to pivot and turn and do all the stuff that you needed to do, which is tremendous. We're kind of, time goes quick. Could you just talk about voter security, you know, the votes and so on with the short time that we have left, if you don't mind?
Sure. So we have so many audits that we do after the election to make sure that the votes are being tabulated correctly. Everything is locked down at our office. And we have lots of different physical security aspects at our building. But then I think everybody needs to understand and know that we have lots of security seals and accounting sheets that we do account for what's going on at the polling places and what's going on at our office. Everything is up to par with the standards of Maryland. Maryland election law is one of the best in the country because it's all black and white. There's not many gray areas. So we're very proud to work here.
Good, good. So if you're voting in Carroll County or in Maryland, you can rest assured that your vote counted. And if it wasn't counted yet, it will be counted before it's all said and done. And that everything was secure, that your vote actually, if you voted for whoever you voted for, that's who you voted for. And it's down that way. Faith in the election process is very fundamental to democracy.
Yes.
And I feel good about living in Carroll County and the election process here. And I feel the safeguards are in place. You got about 30 seconds if you have anything you wanted to add.
I just want to say thank you to our election judges and our voters. I mean, the election judges are the secret to being successful with in-person. And we couldn't do it without the election judges. And of course, my staff is absolutely amazing. 8 people and doing everything that we did.
Wow, so that is tremendous. If you want to become election judge for future elections, contact the elections office. Find out the information. We do need election judges. And with that, I have to say, time's up. Thank you very much. It just flew by today. Until next time, have a good week. Commissioner Dennis Frazier from District 3 signing off.